Welcome, family and friends, to Inside the Locker Room with Coach Moore, number one youth football podcast in Georgia. I'm Coach Moore, the host. This podcast is sponsored by Team Motivation and is geared and focused on bringing valuable information in today's youth football. At the beginning of every episode, I will be giving a quote of the day, and that quote is by Workout Fanatic. The hard part isn't getting your body in shape. The hard part is getting your mind in shape. I have a special co-host guest, Derek Moore, joining me in today's fourth episode where we'll be discussing workouts, what it means to you and your program. Derek, please introduce yourself and give the listeners some background and info on you and your involvement in youth football.
Good evening. My name is Derek Moore. I'm a former college football player, professional athlete, as well as high school football player. I am a father. I am a teacher. I am a personal trainer. I am a speed and agility coach. I am what you call the one-stop shop as far as I'm concerned. And I've been at it for a long time.
Well, thank you for joining me, Derek. Today we're going to do little things a little different off script. I have 10 questions for this segment. And the first one we're going to start off with is, should an athlete do cardio or weight training first?
Oh, that's an easy one. Okay, so the way I see it, you should always lift first because you always want to be at your best when you're training your muscles. Cardio is more for cardiovascular fitness. It's more for your wind, for your endurance. Therefore, you should always do it after you lift. You always want to be at your best when you're lifting.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So when so it's not necessarily to basically start off like sweating and do all that. You want to be physically fit as far as your muscle strength before going into cardio, because you're going to be doing a lot of cardio throughout practices or throughout the training session anyway, right?
Well, you know, there's always a warm-up phase. And then, you know, following the warm-up phase, you should always stretch to warm up the muscles properly. And then go into lifting. I wouldn't advise anyone just to walk into the gym and jump up on the bench press and just go at it. That's how injuries occur very easily, especially when you're dealing with a lot of heavy weight.
Okay. And that's from middle school all the way up to professional, right?
Oh, yes. That would be middle school all the way up to professional. You know, anybody, whether you're a novice or whether you're a professional, are going to go through those phases of a proper warm-up. You're going to do something like jogging a couple laps. To warm the muscles up. You should never stretch muscles that are cold. Once you warm the muscles up, you're going to want to get a good stretch in. Make sure those muscles are nice and warm and limber. And then go into your lift or whether it be a practice.
All right. You make a lot of sense. Okay, so question two. Does an athlete need to take dietary supplements and why?
That's a tough one. Back when I played college football, creatine was a new thing. They were giving it to us. I took it. I gained a lot of weight. I was very happy with it. But the problem with that is sometimes we pick up weight too fast. Our ligaments are not growing with the same pace that we're growing. So sometimes we get injuries like knee tears because we put on weight too fast. I would say the best way to put on weight is to go gradually by taking protein. Which is going to feed into the muscles, things of that nature, eating extra meals. Instead of eating 3 meals a day, eating 6 to 8 meals a day to help increase your weight versus just trying to take supplements to put it on immediately. Everybody in this world wants, you know, things now instead of waiting to work for them. The best way to do it is over time. But if you don't have that time, then, you know, there are some supplements that are good supplements to take versus any steroid. I would not advise anybody to take any steroids.
Right. Correct. Now, I know I said dietary supplements, but vitamins and all that stuff are basically good. Like, would you suggest any athlete to take the regular vitamins and things like that?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely advise any athlete to take a multivitamin. Right. That way they're getting a little bit of everything and not just one thing in particular, especially when they're still growing.
Right. Okay, good. I feel that. So question three, what's the difference between weight machines and free weights? And before you answer that question, for all the listeners, Derek is my little big brother. And since we were little, He always loved free weights. I hated free weights because I feel like I didn't have control of the movement of my body. But the older I got and the more, you know, he was, you know, getting bigger than me, you know, I felt it a necessity to, you know, that was very important for me, basically control my weight. So I'm gonna read that question again, because that was a big question, because over the years you have gotten, you know, a lot bigger than me. And, you know, because of your dedication and your focus. So I'm gonna read that question again. What's the difference between weight machines and free weights?
I think both machines, free weights is not really a machine, but I think both serve a purpose. Right. Machines are a restricted lift. And when I say restricted, it doesn't allow you to build what I would call stabilization muscles. When you're lifting free weights, you have to balance that bar. You have to keep it from going backward or going forward. So therefore you're building smaller muscle groups within the muscle, which makes you stronger. So if you are looking for bulk, if you're looking for size, free weights are definitely the way to go, over just using a machine lift. But I do use machines to sculpt. So, I mean, no knocks to the machines. I always finish my workout with some cable work. So, no knocks to any machines anybody's using.
Okay. So when you say sculpt, that's like the more detail of less reps, but more weight, or more weight and smaller reps? Like when you say sculpting, that's just like the cutting up of the workout?
I would say cutting up of the muscle.
Right.
When I'm sculpting, I'm looking for perfect definition. So I'm looking for a medium to heavy weight, not necessarily. I need something that I can control, and I want to bring it all the way in. I want to overemphasize those repetitions, and I want to make sure it's nice and slow so that the muscle is working the whole entire time, whether I'm taking it out or whether I'm bringing it in.
Wow. That's great, too. And I see that every time I see you post a picture, too. I was like, dang, that boy gets so big, too. That's great. Okay, so question 4. How often should an athlete work out / lift weights?
Depends on how serious the athlete is.
right.
I would advise an athlete to be working out at least five times a week.
Right.
I would give them 2 days of rest, 2 days of growth. I'm not trying to wear the athlete out, but at the same time, it is a competitive world. Right. And these other kids are out here working 5 days, 6 days a week, sometimes 2 days. So it depends on what level you want to compete at. If you want to go 2 days, know that somebody else is going 3 days.
Wow.
If you go on 3 days, know that somebody else is going 4. So if you want to get outworked, then you're not going to show up. But you got to show up if you want to play at top level.
Right. Wow. So that's basically going hard. When you in there, go hard. Whether it's 3 days, 4 days, always taking consideration somebody's out there working hard at you.
Well, I look at lifting like it's a competition. It's almost like I'm going to play a ball game.
Right.
When I hit the gym, I'm going in there to work.
Right.
It's almost like Tupac. I want all eyes on me. You know, I'm going as hard as I can because that's my time. That's my stress reliever.
Right.
You know, that's my time with my son.
Right.
We go in there, we work out together.
Right.
So, you know, it's a special time. So I'm going to push him because I want the best out of him. He's going to push me because, shoot, I'm getting a little older.
Right. So true. Okay. I feel that. So question 5, how much weight should an athlete use when strength training?
It depends on the day. You know, there are light days. And, you know, there are heavy days. I would never advise anybody to go in there and try to max out every day.
Right.
That would be ludicrous. Right. I would say probably most lifts, about 70 to 80% of their max, meaning max one repetition. If it's a lighter day, you know, maybe 40 to 50% of your max. On heavy days, we're talking about 6 repetitions. On non-heavy days, we're talking about 10 to 12 repetitions. The reason why I say 10 to 12, everybody's doing 10. So we're doing 12. We're doing 13.
Right.
We ain't going to do what everybody else doing.
Right.
Otherwise, we're going to get what everybody else got.
Exactly. I feel that too, because that's overachieving. We're not, we want to set the bar high, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Dang, that serious, boy. Gosh almighty. I feel you. Okay, so question six. How does an athlete motivate themselves to work out? Or even just you as a personal trainer, like how do you motivate yourself to get up? And, you know, especially as we get older, we have a 9-to-5, you know, other responsibilities that we have to do. How do you motivate yourself, and how does an athlete motivate themselves to even work out?
Well, if you're hungry, you're going to eat, or you don't watch anybody else eat.
Right.
So that alone is motivation. If you didn't come for money and you had to earn something, then you're going to show up and you're going to show out. So, or somebody else going to eat and you're going to watch them eat.
Waiting for seconds.
I'm not waiting for seconds. I got to eat.
Right. Right. Wow. That's a real good one too, right there. Cause it's like, if you don't want it, why are you even here? You know, if you're not going to push yourself, why are you even, you know, putting yourself through this and half doing it if you're not going to go 110%.
Well, I mean, if you just want to be a part of, want to be a part of something, go join a club.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of school clubs.
Right.
You don't have to join the football team. That's true. Special young men who are looking to achieve something together.
Wow. Boy. Man, this might be one of the best episodes I didn't had already, because I didn't went off script, you know, naturally, just because of these questions are good, but the in depth we get into these questions are just unbelievable to me, because it's like I don't even know where to go now. So we'll move on.
Let's keep it going, man. I'm enjoying this.
So number seven, what's the best way for an athlete to build endurance?
I would say the best way for an athlete to build endurance is to, if their legs are working, is to run. When you're running, you're building muscle at the same time. It's some of the best cardiovascular fitness that you can get. As you get older and we get lazier, we don't want to do it anymore. So I would definitely say the best cardiovascular fitness is running.
Right. Okay. So when we're doing those, when we're trying to build endurance, we're not knocking like swimming. I think a lot of older, I know young kids wouldn't do like the elliptical machine or anything like that. But so like swimming, treadmill and things like that, is that still okay for the athlete to do too?
Oh, swimming is great. Swimming works every muscle. So I would definitely never knock swimming. As well as for, you know, injured athletes, I train my son, for example, in the pool. We do aquatic workouts because it's easier on the muscles. So I love using the pool for workouts. And, I would never knock swimming as a great cardiovascular fitness.
Right. It's funny that you mentioned that, too, because in the spring I do that with team motivation. A lot of the kids like the water. So, you know, I add a little medicine ball and a couple weights in the water, and they enjoy that. So that's good, too. Yeah, that's very good. Okay, so moving on to question eight, Derek. What kind of cardio do you prefer an athlete to do and how much? Which is basically kind of like question seven, how we moved into it. But what's the top one that you prefer? Because I know a lot of athletes that I run across, they really don't like running, of course, on concrete. They prefer like the turf. Or they prefer like the treadmill where they can control, you know, the incline, the decline, and things like that. So which one of those do you prefer in your preference?
Well, I look at things like this. Until you've been working out for 30 minutes, you're not burning fat. You're burning carbs.
That's after 30 minutes.
Right. Well, no, you're going to burn carbs for the first 30 minutes. And then after 30 minutes, you're going to start to burn fat. Fat is a secondary energy source to the body.
Right.
So when considering that, you know, make sure your lift time is at least 40 to 45 minutes before you even go into your cardio. That way you're already burning fat when you hit that treadmill. I like the treadmill and I like the Stairmaster. When I say Stairmaster, I mean the moving stairs. Those are two of the killers in the gym, especially when you put the treadmill on the incline. Mm. Me and my son, we do speed intervals. So we'll turn it all the way up and we'll go for 15, 20 seconds. See how long can you hold it? Mm. How long can you go at top speed? Mm-hmm. Football field's 100 yards. If you can't run it at top speed, somebody's going to run you down.
Right. Mm. And that's funny that you said that too, because that shows how Derek the Third really performs on the field when he's on the field. And for those listeners that don't know what we're talking about, that's Derek's son. It's his first son out of three, but he's going to be a junior next year, right?
Yeah. He'll be a junior. He is class of 2022, and he's actually mm-hmm. DJ the second.
Oh, yeah, the second. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all good.
Yeah. But it shows, like you said, because like when he gets that ball, he's like 0 to 100, like right now, you know. And I think that shows with his workout regimen that, you know, you guys put together. And when he's on the field, it shows as soon as you get that ball, he's out of there, you know, within 2 seconds. If you don't make that first tackle, he's gone. We're to the house with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I always tell him, be explosive, you know. Mm-hmm. You asked for the stage, you know, you've reached the stage. Now it's time to show out, mm-hmm. you know. So every time you get a chance, every time you touch that ball, that's your moment.
Right.
Make it count.
Right. And these workout regimens, cardio, nutrition, all that play a big part, right?
Oh, definitely. What you put into your body is what you get out. You know, your body needs the nutrients. You know, your body needs the protein. Your body needs the fats. If your body doesn't have what it needs, then how can it perform? It's kind of like, you know, the car theory. You know, you put gas in the car. If you got a nice car, you put expensive gas in there. You know, you have to see yourself as that expensive car. You know, you got to put the right stuff in to perform like a sports car.
Right.
You know, you can't eat candy and go to practice and expect to show out.
True. That's so true. That is so true. Okay, so moving on to question 9, Derek. Is it true? These last two questions are basically like, I don't want to say true and false, just from your professional, you know, aspect of things. Is it true that cardio kills gains? Because you hear a lot of people be like, oh, I'm not going to do all that cardio because I'm going to lose my muscle weight and, you know, all this type of stuff. So is it true that cardio kills your gain or your buildup for all the muscle that you have been building over the time period of, you know, whatever the time period is? But does it really like kill or hurt, you know, what you have obtained?
No, I believe that's a myth that somebody started who didn't want to do cardio. if you do enough lifting, if you lift hard enough, the gains are going to show regardless. So definitely get your cardio in. Your heart needs it and your endurance needs it.
Right. That's so true. And it's so tricky when it comes to, you know, whether it's cardio or just working out, period, because really a lot of fitness coaches, agility coaches, speed coaches, whatever, they all have their own, you know, coaching or training philosophy of when it comes to what they want for their clients. But at the end of the day, are you really in tune with yourself and the client to provide the, you know, necessity, what is it? The necessity of the right training, you know, should I push this trainer? I mean, should I push this client a little different from this client? Because everybody is totally different. You know what I'm saying? So I think it just differentiates of how you want the results from yourself and the results you would ask yourself from, you know, your trainer or whatever it is that you, you know, that whoever it is that helps you reach those goals, you know.
Well, okay. I would say that any good trainer is a great motivator.
True.
A trainer is somebody who pushes you to the best of your capabilities, to the best of your capacities. Mm-hmm. And if they're not doing that, then perhaps you need to find another trainer.
Mm. Mm. I agree with that with 110%. Totally. Because, you know, for the listeners, I've been coaching with Coach Brandon Jacobs over here at North Atlanta Giants. And most of our coaches are basically physically fit. And I think that's the motto that, you know, he really pushes. Like, how can you be a coach? You know, not knocking anybody that's, you know, overweight or whatever, because we do have linemen coaches, you know, and everybody has their different shapes. But when it comes to just that motivation, it's kind of like what you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want a speed coach that's overweight that basically can't run a 40-yard dash. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
so, you know, that's very important. Okay.
I agree 100%. I mean, I'm 41 years old, and my son still cannot claim he can beat me in a sprint. We can go run a 40 today. I ain't letting the title go.
It's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. Not today.
Not today. I totally agree with that, D. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Okay, so this is the last question for this segment. Is it true that it's best to stretch before working out?
I would say you need to stretch before you work out, and you should stretch after you work out, because that's going to be your best stretch. When the muscles are at its warmest, when your muscles are at a climax where they're hot, you're going to be more limber. You're going to be most limber. And that's actually where your flexibility should come from, getting those after workout stretches when you can get all the way down there.
That's my first time hearing that too, after the workout and after those practices, stretching.
Oh yeah, there should be two stretches in every workout. There should be a warm up, then a stretch to participate in whatever the activity is. There should be a cool down and a final stretch. There are five phases to the perfect workout.
Wow. That's amazing. That's why your career and my nephew and your son are destined to where they're going now, just because of the knowledge that we're passing on to those generations. That's great. Okay. So closing out this episode segment, workouts, I want to give recommendations on businesses that I feel do great jobs with their services. Number one is, of course, Coach Lee with Dash Performance over there in Norcross. Just added some more equipment to their great facility. And a former player that me and my brother Derek played with, Coach Tez, with getting in fit with Tez. Derek, is there any businesses that you recommend?
I would recommend Velocity Sports. They have great combine training, great indoor facility. And my boy over in Suwannee, Zilla Training, my boy Scuba Zilla, you know, so he's a beast. He played in the league a couple years. He trains a lot of college athletes, a lot of high school athletes for the combine, things of that nature. Yeah, but I would recommend those two.
Okay. Well, thanks to all my listeners. I look forward to next week's segment where I will be discussing NCAA Clearinghouse. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to do so. The question will be answered on Saturday in my Q&A coaching review corner. Thanks to my special co-host guest, Derek Moore. My brother, I love you. Peace and blessings. Oh, yeah. Oh, before we leave, too, please follow me on Facebook, Inside the Locker Room with Coach Moore, Team Motivation with Coach Moore, and Spotify, Inside the Locker Room with Coach Moore podcast. Derek, please give the listeners your info so they can follow you as well.
My info is more of my son's info, but you can find us at Moore, M-O-R-E, DJ Moore, M-O-O-R-E, at Twitter. At Twitter and Instagram, sorry.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, buddy. And like I said, I look forward to working out with you, but I'm not in competition with to do any of that hard lifting. I want to go in there and get my sets and feel good. I'm not going to compete with you, but I thank you for having me. Well, I thank you for being on my podcast episode, and I look forward to having you again, too.
All right. Cool beans, man. Holler at me anytime.
All right. Thank you.